This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, kids, you ready to have some fun tonight? We're going to talk about a lady that's coming to speak at the City Universities of New York on the taxpayer dime and why I think she shouldn't be there. Plus, Kristen B. Tate in the ladies' lounge. I know that she's a fan favorite around here, so that'll be fun. Anyway, we're glad to have you. Welcome to New York, the greatest city in the world. And we are just getting started. For some reason, I can't hear as well tonight as normal. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Turn my headphones up, see if that makes any difference. I'm not sure. So here's the thing. Excuse me. I sprung a surprise on the staff tonight. See, just to see if they were as good as I generally think they are and brag about them being. I brought my ankle biters over this last week, the 4 and the 7-year-old, and I just let them just go nuts on all of the buttons on all the machines. So there's all kinds of like little Easter eggs that they're going to find tonight, just, you know, tucked away in different parts of the equipment. And if everything works, it'll be a miracle. But it'll be we'll have some fun with that. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Last week, I was taken down with the flu. It was really bad. I was unbelievably pathetic and laying in bed going, bleh. And I still have a little bit of that that upper respiratory thing, but I'm going to try to fight through that tonight. But we've got a great show for you. There's this very interesting story that is kind of emanating from New York City because it involves the City Universities of New York. But those are taxpayer-funded institutions, and they have invited someone to come and speak at their gathering for the commencement of the School of Health of the City University of New York. And I can't believe that they're having the person that they are. We'll talk about why it's problematic for me, and we'll get into that. Plus, it's 100 days. Today is 100 days on the job that Mr. Trump has been in office. He just got through celebrating a big rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania tonight. But I was reading all through the editorials today, and I wanted to read somebody that, you know, wouldn't necessarily agree with me and see where they were at. So I pulled up Doug Schoen. Doug Schoen is he was a pollster for the Clintons for both terms. He polled for Hillary Clinton in her Senate run, and he did some polling for her in her presidential runs. Anyway, he's written a very interesting analysis of Trump's overall where he's at 100 days in. And I think what we'll do is I'll give you some of what he's saying, because as a liberal Democrat, you might find it interesting as compared to me, your faithful, long-suffering conservative. Then take your calls at 888-340-3373 and get into that. Then, as I made mention, it is Kristen B. Tate night in the ladies' lounge, and everybody around here loves it when Kristen is with us because, well, she's a millennial, and she just has that kind of like kind of unexpected millennial curveball thrown into the mix whenever she's here. So that'll be fun. And then let's see, what else do I have? It's just been a busy week. By the way, I want to say congratulations. Dr. Charmaine Yost was with us on the last live show we did 2 weeks ago. And you may remember Dr. Yost. She worked in the Reagan administration. She was also a part of the Mike Huckabee for President campaigns, ran his campaign. She was a vice president of communications at the Family Research Council when I worked there. She was kind of my boss at one point. And then she most recently had left and become the president of Americans United for Life, and then she's now with the Gary Bauer Organization American Values, and she's a senior fellow there. Well, she just got tagged by the administration to become the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services for this upcoming administrative session. So she's very excited about it. I'm very excited about it for Charmaine's a good lady, and they could have done much, much worse than Dr. Yost. But she was just with us last time we were together, And so it's kind of fun to be able to wish her a happy congratulations on that, too. And then I can't avoid this. I have to talk about it. 4 weeks ago, out of the blue, I had some Republican friends that had invited me to dinner. And, you know, I got to say that's more than any Democrat's ever done. Whenever I eat dinner with Democrats, I always know I'm the one picking up the bill. But my Republican friends, who one was a former gubernatorial candidate for the state of New Jersey. He didn't do too well, but he still ran for governor. Well, that's kind of cool. They invited me to come and have dinner with them. And there was three or four of them at the table. And one of them is this wonderful friend named Margaret. And Margaret says to me, she says, Kev, you know what I do for fun? I said, no. She's like, I do ancestry stuff for fun. And I said, well, that's cool. What is that? She said, well, I find long-lost relatives. And I said, oh, that's interesting. In fact, one of the men at the table, she had helped find a long-lost cousin for. And turns out, she goes, you got anybody you want to find? I said, well, actually, I've got a paternal father I've never met. I don't know. I might have siblings out there somewhere. Well, it turns out, 4 days later, I gave her the name and all the information. Didn't hear, forgot about it. Literally, my life is so crazy, like, I can't remember what I said a half hour ago, most of the time. But, so 4 days later, I get an email from Margaret, and she says, is this your mom and dad's wedding certificate? I looked at it, and the date seemed right, and everything about the information about my mom seemed right. So I'm reading through the thing, and I go all the way down, and then there's this whole long list of places where if that was the guy, then he's lived here, and they've been there, and all over the place, et cetera, et cetera. And I get down to the very, 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 very bottom of this very long email, and at the bottom it says, and by the way, here's two Facebook profiles. Take a look at them and see if there's any family resemblance. So I click on the first one, and I'm like, yeah, no, probably not. I don't know. It's one of those things where you just don't know. And then I click on the second one, and I'm like, holy cow, that's my sister! So a long series of then crazy, like, you know, stalking, like, instant messaging. I contact her. I said, excuse me, did your dad happen to go to school in this state during these years, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she's thinking, who's this creeper and where'd he come from? But long story short, I found a long-lost sister. And after 3 or 4 weeks of talking and texting and writing, you know, emails and all kinds of stuff back and forth, she has come to visit this weekend. And I think we have a picture here of what happened approximately about 1 hour after we met Friday morning. That's my sister Shelley and I in my living room. And I couldn't be happier than to have her visiting with the family. And so she's around, and she's been meeting the ankle biters, and she's been seeing how crazy they are. And we're just having the time of our lives. So it's been a lot of fun. And she's here witnessing the crazy, manic weirdness that Radio Nightlife is firsthand. So I got to be on my best behavior tonight because my kid sister's here. And if I'm not, then she's going to, I don't know, what's she going to do, tell Dad? I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. 888-340-3373. So it's been kind of a crazy, crazy week. But I'm interested in getting your phone calls on all the stuff that we talk about tonight. Now, I want to go to the issue of this woman in New York. And I think we have a picture of her standing on the Brooklyn Bridge here. Do we have the picture? For those of you watching on Biz TV, this woman, her name is Linda Sarsour. And last night, I'm having dinner with my sister that I just found, and we're at the restaurant and having a nice time. And all of a sudden, my Twitter feed just starts blowing up. And what it was a bunch of people with what sounded like very Islamic names in their Twitter handles telling me, well, how dare you say that this woman is a terrorist? You're threatening her life. And I wrote back and I said, grow up. I'm not threatening anything. I said, this woman has said the stuff she said. She needs to take responsibility for it. But I don't want her being the commencement speaker at a school function that's paid for by taxpayer dollars. So Linda Sarsour, who is she? Well, she was one of the founders of the Women's March in January. So, you know, you remember that one. That's the one where they had the biological organs that they made into hats, and they walked around. Everybody's like, why are they wearing those weird pink hats? Because they couldn't tell what they were, but the pink hats. So she was one of the four organizers of that thing, and she came and she talked, and, you know, she hates Trump and all the rest, and that's fine. But we also did a little digging, and it turns out that in her not-too-distant past, she has said some rather revolting things about people that she just disagrees with. We found a Twitter post of hers, for example, and she said about Bridget Gabriel and Ayaan Hirsi Ali that they were asking for a butt-whooping, and she wishes she could take their lady parts away because they don't deserve to be women. Now, last night when the Twitter people were attacking me going, you know, hey, why do you say that she's a terrorist? Why do you say that she says horrible things? I took a picture of that Twitter status and I sent it to her. And she, oh, well, you just disagree with her. Yeah, I disagree with child molesters and rapists and murderers, too. But it's a little more than just disagreement. I don't think they should be walking around in free society. So anyway, we'll get to this. Do you think that she should be allowed to come and speak at a taxpayer-funded commencement? We'll talk about
it. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Welcome. We've got a lot to chat about tonight. 888-340-3373. So this woman, Linda Sarsour, is her name. She is a Hezbollah sympathizer. She's very heavily anti-Semitic towards Israel. And she has said rather provocative things at the Women's March and other things that she's done. When people like me call her out on it and say, why are you speaking like that? Then she doesn't respond, but her sympathizers, her supporters, her staff crew, whoever, they start, twittering back and they say, oh, you're trying to threaten her life. I literally had people saying, she should sue you, you're putting her family in danger, et cetera, et cetera. All because I said, I don't want to have a terror sympathizer giving the commencement speech at a university in which the taxpayers are paying for the commencement address. You want to do it at a private university where the taxpayers aren't on the hook for anything, that's fine. But if you're going to have someone that is being paid for by my tax dollars, on some level I think I should have a little bit of a say, just from the standpoint that I don't want to have someone up there going, you know, death to America, death to Israel, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what kind of things has she said? Well, she's tweeted horrible things. Bridget Gabriel and Ayan Hirsi Ali are two very interesting women. Bridget Gabriel is a former Muslim who is now a Christian, and she speaks out against what Islam does to women that are subjected to its harshest treatment. Ayan Hirsi Ali is someone that never wanted to be a Muslim living in Somalia, and she was forced to give birth to her baby chained to a prison floor in Sudan, in northern Sudan. She was accused of proselytizing people and trying to get them to go away from Islam. She was accused of heresy herself. None of it turned out to be true because she had always had an interest in Christianity. But when we finally got her out and got her to the United States, she became an advocate for the mistreatment of women in that region of the world. And she has said things like, women should not be mutilated with female genital mutilation. And she just wrote an op-ed this last week for FoxNews.com in which she describes the five main ways in which they do that. And I got to tell you, you should not read that article on a full stomach. It is really that difficult to read. So those two people that I just described for you, this woman, Linda Sarsour, says this about, they are asking to have their heinies kicked, basically, and that I wish I could take their female parts away from them. They don't deserve to be women. This is the view of Linda Sarsour, the Hezbollah apologist, the anti-Israel, one-fourth organizer of the Women's March, and the woman that's been invited by the City University of New York and all of their intellectual academic elitism to come and give the commencement speech for their School of Health this spring. 888-340-3373, your reaction to that. Now, when I said to her supporters who reached out to me yesterday, I said, I don't think she should be the commencement speaker. They said, well, what's the difference in you and what's going on with Ann Coulter at Berkeley? Because you've heard how out of control the crowds have been with Ann Coulter being invited by the Republicans on campus to come and give a speech there. And I said, well, for one thing, it's a lot different. For one thing, I don't know of Ann Coulter asking for any women to be mutilated in the process of getting her point across. It's one thing to have very strong opinions and to be very hard on your political opponents, etc. It's another thing to call for the removal of bodily organ and function, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. 888
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But this is a woman who not only believes all of that, but also believes that the taxpayers then should pay for her to come and give her beliefs at a state institution in which the taxpayers of that area are paying for her speaking appearance. And on that level, I just draw the line and say, why would any of us pay for that at that point in time? There's nothing American about the beliefs that she espouses. And if you say, well, she's just practicing her faith, well, there's a lot of faiths I know that don't teach that, that you could have any number of people. And let me just say this. If you invited someone like Sissy Graham Lynch, who's the granddaughter of Billy Graham, and she came and spoke at the commencement, there would be protests from one end of Fifth Avenue to the other because Sissy Graham Lynch was going to quote from the Bible and say something like, God loves you and has a plan for your life. So that's the response that you get in a very liberal mecca like New York City with someone like that. But yet we're not supposed to bat an eye at someone that has said horrific things about what she would do to other women that she considers to be apostate. Doesn't seem to make sense to me. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. By the way, we're live on Facebook tonight, too. Not only on Biz TV and 300 radio stations, but on the Facebook page as well, if you want to join us and leave your comments there. Let's go to Allentown, Pennsylvania, and start with Walt on line one. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be on with you again.
Thank you, sir. Glad you're here. What's your thought on this?
Well, Kevin, I think it's ironic that, the liberals and the college professors on these campuses are embracing a woman like this Islamic woman that's appearing in a burqa, you know, when the liberals are classically supposed to be for free love and sexual openness and et cetera, you know what I mean? So I think it's sort of a conundrum. Kevin, I think it's sad that, that these people are so brainwashed, if a woman over in Afghanistan, if a woman is caught without a burqa on, well, she can be stoned to death. You know, and Kevin, these people are living now, we can't be hypocritical, after all the Judeo-Christians during the Dark Ages were, they were stoning, they were burning people like Copernicus and Galileo at the stake, which is exactly what the Islamists do today. You know, they consider a non-believer to be satanic heretics and blasphemers. So I think the problem, Kevin, today is ignorance.
Well, I would agree with that, and I would disagree that the people that did the burning at the stake in the Dark Ages were actually real practitioners of what I would consider biblical Christianity. But I get what you're saying there. And no, we don't want to be hypocritical. And we should have a place.
Kevin,
if this is a place of tolerance, then we should certainly not allow an extremist like this to spout these kinds of views on the taxpayer dime. It's one thing if she wants to have a private meeting in her home and say whatever she wants to say to whoever she wants to say it. It's an entirely different thing to be on the public dole and to be saying it to the future generations of America as they're about to go off into life. All right, Walt, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We've got a lot more to get to. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We're having lots of fun. Hope you'll stick around as we are coming to you live from New York, as we do every Saturday night.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
But rental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Hi.
Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, 888-340-3373. Simple question. Should a woman who embraces the idea of harming other women who disagree with her be allowed to speak at a college commencement that is paid for by taxpayers? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Being brought to you in part tonight by Landmark Capital. And let me explain very quickly what's important about Landmark Capital. Did you know that under the Dodd-Frank Act, the U.S. government has the power to seize your financial resources under certain conditions?
And should those conditions be met, where we say had the markets correct themselves by 10 to 13% in a given period of time, there is a an allowance where nine countries have already done this. They've seized their citizens' resources that are held by banks and institutions. If you would like to protect your resources from being held by the government under such circumstances, you need to call and find out how you can protect yourself. It's free of charge to find out. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. And ask Landmark Capital for the information on how to protect your assets, your investments, your 401k, your bank accounts from government seizure, should the opportunity present itself, because under the Dodd-Frank Act, it is allowed under law right now to occur. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. Get your free information on how to protect yourself from Landmark Capital, and appreciate their sponsorship of the broadcast. Okay, 888-340-3373. The other thing I wanted to talk about tonight, and I would have thought that there would have been more people that would have had an opinion about the woman speaking at the commencement address. If we're at the point where that really is just okay with everybody, I don't recognize the country we live in anymore. Because when you're talking about how, in particular, when the academic regions of the country react to people that have niche views, when you when you're talking about for example, last week, Ann Coulter, conservative, controversial columnist, was scheduled to speak at Berkeley, and the entire student campus loses its God-given mind, and they run wild over the campus. The school admits at that point in time, we're not even sure we can protect her if she comes. Now, of all the things that are in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, that really binds America together, because, again, we're not a single ethnicity. We didn't come all from one place. We don't have all the same cultural things. We've always been a nation that is bound together by ideas. That's why my first book was a book about 10 core ideas that I think make Americans the best. But if we don't hold to these ideas, then we're not really that country anymore. And the first and most valued of all of them is the ability to protect free speech. If you have in one part of the country an intolerance of being able to hear views that disagree with yours to the degree that you're willing to not only participate in violence and riots and other things, but you put a threat on the campus and on the campus security and everything else that you will create physical harm to someone who comes in to speak differently than you. Now, that's one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is this woman has openly said she wants to do harm to people. And yet the elites, nobody's rioting over this. Nobody at City University of New York is throwing trash cans through windows about this. No one's jumping up and down and saying, how dare you have somebody that would come in and say such things? So how does this work now? Is the First Amendment no longer in play? Is it something that no longer Americans actually believe in? It seems to me that if we lose that tenet of who we are, our nation is lost. We will cease to be what we are. So 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, the other thing, if there's truly people that don't have opinions about this, because you're just okay with letting a terrorist come and speak at a taxpayer-funded commencement, then we'll move on to the other topic that I had tonight, which is this. It is 100 days exactly since Donald Trump took office, and on his 100th day, there is some disagreement about whether or not he's been successful at what he's done. Doug Schoen, a longtime Democratic pollster and someone that I've debated on Fox News many times, but have respect for him because I feel like he's at least intellectually honest in how he goes about coming to his viewpoints. He wrote a very interesting piece that I'll get into at some point tonight on how he rates Trump's performance so far. But we'll get to that and more. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Kevin, are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
1681. So glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It is Radio Night Live, live from New York, and thank you for being here. We're talking about Linda Sarsour. She is a she's an Arab American woman who has worked extensively with most of the pro-terrorist sympathizing groups, CARE. Many of the others that that you would suspect. She has a soft spot in her heart for Hezbollah, for the Muslim Brotherhood. She has done everything she can to be provocative and inflammatory on the issue of terror. And she believes she's exercising her right to free expression. I don't have any issue with her expressing herself. If she wants to say things that are hurtful, that are hateful, and that are those types of things that I actually think are quite unhealthy for society, she's welcome to say them. Doesn't mean anybody has to listen to them. When she tweets things like this about Bridget Gabriel and Ms. Ali, where she says, these two women are asking for whippings. I wish I could take their lady parts away. They don't deserve to be women. And she uses different language than I'm using on the radio. That's, to me, fairly fairly clear where she stands on things. But the issue is, should she come and give a commencement speech that taxpayers pay for at a state-funded institution? 888-340-3373. Let's start with Patricia in Houston watching Biz TV. Hello, Patricia. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for your call.
My pleasure.
So what's your thought on this?
Okay. Number one, if she wants to talk about getting women's genitals mutilated, perhaps, you know, she needs to change religions because she's sure not serving the God of love. And she's serving the opposite, which would be Satan himself, because he's the destroyer. He is not a God who will destroy what he created. Number two, as far as going to a college, this only shows you how the door has opened and let Satan into our schools, into our youth, into our civilization, into our country. And we need to get on our knees, we need to repent, and we need to ask God to take it back.
All right, Patricia, pretty clear thoughts. I appreciate your conciseness. Thank you for your call and your input on the discussion. 888-340-3373. John is calling from Augusta, Georgia, also watching Biz Television. Hello, John.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. What's your thought on this?
Well, my thought is that it's time for men to stand up and say it is finished. And we've tolerated, and if you look back in our history, women couldn't even vote when we first started forming our country, and the lawyers couldn't run for Congress or the Senate. And all we have done as men is tolerated it, just like Adam in the first story in the Bible.
Well, wait a second, John. What are you saying? We should stop women from voting?
Well, that's... I think we've tolerated these evil Muslims until they think they have more rights than I do. They've taken my rights away. I can't even get a right to go down and see the probate court judge in Augusta because you got to be a lawyer, they told me. But this woman who's not even been born here, who can abuse our system, and it's because they were women and we let them get away with it. We tolerate it, and we need some men to stand up like Jeremiah did and say enough's enough.
All right, John. Thanks.
This is a country of righteousness, and she does not represent righteousness.
Well, certainly, I do not agree with the worldview that purports what she puts forward. And I still find it odd. Thank you for the call, John. I find it incredibly odd that there is this looking up to this woman by the academics at the City University of New York, who are saying, you're a great example. You should be the one that comes and charges our students with in speech that's going to launch them out into their lives and go out into the world and, you know, inspire them to accomplish more. When she so openly, you know, holds such repulsive views. But yet if you criticize them, as I have now publicly for a few days, I'm the one who's bad. I'm the one who's done what's wrong. By saying to the city of University of New York, I don't want to pay my tax dollars to have her come and speak to students. She has nothing to say of interest to me that I think is common sense or helpful in what those students have to offer. I could be wrong. But It's one thing if it was entirely a private affair and it was only private dollars that pushed it. This is taxpayer dollars. It's the taxpayer dime. And I don't think we should have to deal with that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Tom calling from Pennsylvania. Tom, welcome. You're on with Calvin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your thought?
Congratulations with finding your sister. It's great.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's very special.
Yeah, I'm blaming the universities for becoming so ultra-liberal that they think they can charge the students any cost to give them a piece of paper with a social degree, a psychiatry degree, and they can't get a job afterwards, and then they're finally insulting them at the end with some person who's got something that's not even relevant to the United States per se.
It is a very strange selection, and one of the things, and there's a local assembly member in the New York Assembly named Ron Castorina. He represents Staten Island, and he's really conservative, very socially conservative, and he's asking the state of New York to explain how they selected her as the commencement speaker, because it's one thing to have just someone who's like a little left of center. It's another thing to have a fire-breathing, is Israel-hating, anti-Semitic terrorist that wants to see Israelis and Americans dead, and people that disagree with her, she wants to have their wombs ripped out. I mean, this is really quite stunning to think about how a university could justify extending an invitation like this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Tonight, of course, brought to you in part by my good friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and company, seeking to do everything they can to give you the best night's sleep of your life. Was just talking with my sister about this earlier today. I'm going to see to it that she gets set up with the entire MyPillow pack because she needs good sleep like everybody else. Call tonight. Get all four of these pillows for only 50% off. 800-506-2641. That's two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk.
will work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
And thanks to the Hot Sardines, our house band. A beautiful shot of the Statue of Liberty tonight. Look at that. Nice, beautiful, clear night. It was a gorgeous, even verging on warm/hot day in the New York area today. I hope you had a nice spring day as well. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's an exciting weekend for me. My long-lost sister is in town. Like, literally, we never met each other until 2 days ago. At, 7:45 in the morning or something like that. She had taken the red eye just to come see the family and I, and it's been so exciting to have her here. Anyway, we're talking about the story of Linda Sarsour coming to speak at the commencement address at the City University of New York. It's a taxpayer-funded institution. This speech will be paid for by tax dollars. This woman helped organize that women's march that took place in January. But I don't know that I would consider her a very liberated female. She believes in some of the harsher aspects of Sharia law. She wants America to observe Sharia law. She wants to see Israel destroyed. She's very sympathetic to Hezbollah suicide bombers that go into the West Bank and blow themselves up. And she has said some of the most horrific things about women who do not adhere to Islamic standards. And yet, this is who this particular school thought would be just wonderful to come give the commencement address. 888-340-3373. Now, if you disagree with me, I always put you to the front of the line. So let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, because Jim is there, and he disagrees. Hello, Jim. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call. What's your thought on this?
Well, you know, man, see, people forget that this country is first, and everybody was immigrants. Second, the girl's freedom of speech. Third, I do not agree with her. I do not agree with her. And fourth, until she breaks the law, she speak wherever she want to speak. Now, if she paying taxes too, then her tax dollars also contributes to what she does. Everybody's paying taxes. Every time you buy a piece of bubble gum, man, you paying taxes. City, state, county, fed, whatever. So, you know, and if they want to have her there talking, all right, I personally don't agree with anything that, you know, like the list of things you just read off, you know, I don't agree with anything, those things about her. But this is America, man. And, you know, you get the right.
So being in America means we just let anybody get up and say anything they jolly well want.
Well, that's what we've done all these
really?
Years, man.
Okay, so, Jim, when the next time you go see a movie, I want you to stand up in the middle of the, like, the most intense scene in the middle of the mystery movie, and I want you to yell fire as loud as you can and see what happens.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you this. When the Ku Klux Klan was hollering, saying in public on taxpayer places it was okay to lynch black people, who stopped them?
No, I wasn't alive at that time, but I would have been thoroughly against having them be able to do that.
Oh, come on, man. Being alive don't matter, man. The point is they had the right to do it. It's a free country. And until those people that I told
you. Okay, so just for the record, Jim, you're okay with the Klan getting up and saying that kind of stuff? Just for the record, it doesn't bother you.
It does bother me, and I'm not okay with it at all. Matter of fact, I'm against it, but. It's a free country. It's their right.
Yeah, it's my freedom to criticize the institution and get them to uninvite her, which is what I'm trying to do. Kevin McCullough coming back. Hour 2 is on the way next.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
How to put precious